here today, so it's been a while, but today I'm packed with a very juicy episode. So today we'll talk how not to fail your students and the case for removing constructivism from your EFL classroom. So let's get started, shall we? So what is constructivism? Let's start with the basics. Constructivism is an educational theory that suggests learners construct their own understanding and knowledge of the world for experiences and reflection. So in theory, it sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Active learning, creativity, collaboration, discovering. You know, what's not to love, right? But here's a catch. In practice, constructivism often leaves students to figure out things on their own with minimal guidance from the teacher. This is especially problematic in the EFL classroom, where students rely on explicit instruction to build foundational skills. Imagine trying to teach English grammar by asking students to discover the rules of past perfect continuous, right, through the group discussion. Or imagine teaching reading and telling your students, well, you don't have to write the word feature, but, you know, just figure it out, right? Look at the context clues, whatnot. It might work for a small percentage of students, but it will not work for the majority. And your dyslexic students will struggle a lot and they will not learn because they will not pick it up. As we know, reading and writing are evolutionary new to us humankind, and unfortunately, grammar is as well. So it's overwhelming, and let's face it, it's ineffective. So what there is to say? Well, why doesn't constructivism work as well as it promises? Cognitive science gives us the answer. Research from famous scientists like Kirshner, Swire, Clark, and Hendrick shows that minimally guided learning approaches such as constructivism are less effective and less efficient than explicit instruction. Here's why. Our working memory, so it's a part of our brain that processes new information, is limited. When students are left to discover rules of the language on their own, or how to read on their own, they often become overwhelmed, which leads to frustration and failure. And when the student is struggling to differentiate between different rules of learning how to read, right, or between sins and for some grammar pieces, a constructivist approach might involve giving them a list of sentences, asking them to figure out the rules, right? Or in reading would give the student a whole word trying, you know, oh, just figure out how to read it from the context or compare it to other words. It doesn't make sense because language is like a puzzle, so we have to dissect it, have to start with decoding from the get-go. So guess what? That's not how learning works. It's not how learning happens. Studies show that clear, direct explanations paired with explicit instruction help students understand and retain more information effectively. So isn't that something we want in our EFL classroom? So let's talk about it, how it looks in real world. And I have been teaching for almost 25 years. I have been training teachers for more than 15 years, almost 20. And my takeaways and the research that I have conducted and I have read shows that by the end of the lesson, students cannot recall half of the target vocabulary because we do not take the cognitive structure of the brains. That's first. Second of all, students don't know how to read, so we have adults who are struggling with multisyllabic words. We have teenagers who are struggling with multisyllabic words. And that shows up especially when we are preparing our students for exams. And a student is to write an essay, like for example in IELTS, right, or in CPE, because they make a lot of spelling mistakes. And when we ask students, well, why is that, right, it's a simple word, they say, but you know, I don't know how to read it, and I don't know how to write it. No one has really ever taught me how to read. I've never been taught spelling rules, so, you know, figure it out on your own, and that's the result. So what's the alternative for constructivism? There's only one alternative, explicit instruction. This approach involves teaching with clarity, structure, and purpose. Take Phoenix, for example. If you're teaching English to beginners, because please bear it in mind, English language does not end with Phoenix. This is just the beginning, and it has to be taught explicitly. Not just some games, you know, we play, da-da-dee, la-di-da, and that's it. Nope. It has to be explicit from the get-go. So if you're teaching English beginners, you don't expect them to intuitively connect graphemes and phonemes. Well, in EFL classroom, unfortunately, we are, but that shouldn't be the case. We should explicitly teach them how to connect letter and the sound together, use repetition, modeling, scaffolded practice to build those skills systematically so that we can introduce other higher order elements of the English language, such as morphology and etymology. The same goes on grammar reading comprehension. Research consistently shows that the students who receive direct instruction outperform those who construct knowledge on their own. And the best part? The best part is that they gain confidence. They gain confidence, and that we don't have students who say, just, I suck at learning languages, or English makes no sense, it's chaotic. It's not chaotic. Its orthography is as deep as Mariana's Trench, but it's logical. And our job is to show the logic of the language. So I know that some people say explicit instruction is boring. It kills creativity. But the answer is no, if you do it right. Explicit instruction doesn't mean lecturing for 60 minutes straight. It's about providing a framework for learning that gives your students opportunities to apply their knowledge in meaningful ways. So as teachers and teacher trainers and parents, I know that parents are listening to me too because you emailed me, so thank you very much. Our job is to give our students the tools so that they succeed. Constructivism, with all its good intentions, leaves students lost and unsupported. So we have to embrace explicit instruction to make sure that every learner, regardless of their background, ability, thrives. So let's stop failing our students. Let's give them clarity, guidance, and support they need. Because it's high time we should rethink our approach and start by incorporating more explicit techniques into our lessons so that our students will thank us. So thank you very much. If you like the episode, please share this with your friends and colleagues, because that's my intentions for that podcast to grow, so that I could record longer episodes and share more knowledge and inspire you, because I'm on the mission to bridge education and science. So until next time, bye.